welcome to The Great Beyond, an Is This Good Companion pod where I catch up with my friend and yours, Jason Doyle.
Hello.
Hi, JD. Thanks for coming. What's on your shirt? What's on that beautiful shirt you're wearing?
I got Norm MacDonald playing one of my favorite characters of his, Turd Ferguson. Well, it's actually Burt Reynolds, but you know what I mean.
Right. Very specific.
Very specific.
And you purchased that at the Hot Topic?
pretty much.
And producing the show, she's looking for board game recommendations for the next epic pickleball ladies' night, Rachel Doyle.
Oh, yeah. Something to get us all worked up into a frenzy and competitive. Yeah.
What about the ladies want to play some like Texas Hold'em poker or something? Strip, perhaps, if you're feeling frisky?
We haven't gotten quite to that point yet. Not enough alcohol consumed, I think. A lot of categories. We did Cards Against Humanity, which got very saucy.
Boring.
The worst game ever. Do you want to play something that has zero creativity, that the card tells you what you're supposed to say? Or, I mean, you can pick from one of your six cards. The crazy phrase.
But when you're not too familiar with a group, but comfortable familiar, and you haven't played the game in years, and a lovely, hilarious lady says how her bush is going to be exposed and rubbed on a bald man's head, it kind of makes you laugh. So I enjoyed myself.
when a merkin becomes a wig.
Yes.
A truly beautiful moment when that happens. Rare, but it does. It has happened. You have to figure it has happened. Do you guys swap out like people's houses? Like you're like on a rotation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make sure you get to the sign-up sheet.
Yeah, we got another one coming up in a week and a half.
Whose house is this one at?
Do you want me to tell you who?
Yeah,
well,
that's
you
what
could
the question.
Say their first name.
First name.
Oh God, I've already forgotten.
Oh, that's why I shouldn't want to say it.
Shit. Oh,
she doesn't know these pickleball ladies as well as she.
Aaron. Sorry.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay, and is it BYO situation?
Or snack? Yes. Yeah, so we all share drinks or snacks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you share some drinks?
Well, if they don't want to bring a snack, you can bring a drink.
Interesting.
To share.
Okay. But will you be asking JD, like, hey, JD, can you drive me there? Because I'm going to get turnt.
I did the first night, and then I'm like, oh, no one else is drinking this much.
Isn't that the most that's happened to me before? Isn't that so embarrassing when you realize that no one is drinking enough that necessitates you not driving? And then at the end of the night, they're like, okay, we're leaving. And you're like, oh, well, I'll just wait for my Uber. And they're like, you Uber here? And then in that moment, they know that you wanted to.
We're planning on getting fucked up.
So embarrassing.
And
all right, well, go come back with a report on that.
Will do.
Try to spice it up. Try to make it interesting over there.
Yeah. Let's get some drinks flowing. Push the drinks on them so that you have more stories to come back.
Yes,
with.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What's up with you, JD? Anything good or not good happening to you in life?
Things are good. We'd had something bad happen. Rachel got her first bad review.
I have not seen it. Whence did it come?
Well, I haven't seen it either, but Rachel saw it because she's monitoring the socials.
We don't ask her to do that, but she does it anyway.
No, this wasn't the socials. This was me going to the podcast because I wanted to know what clip you posted for the people who couldn't listen to the Patreons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, there's reviews on this. Ooh. And the very first reviews
on what? On
iTunes,
Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The very first one I saw was not nice.
Not like, good, huh?
But again, I'm not for everyone. I've known that for years.
Are you going to be reading it, Chandy? Or?
Sure, yeah. I haven't memorized.
I use it
getting
as a weapon.
Tattooed right here. It said she was gross and obnoxious and she was ruining the show.
No.
Two of those three things are absolutely correct.
Uh-huh. And we love her. That's what we love
about
her.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Ruining the show. Yeah, ruining the purity of the show. We invented the term pissing and shitting, sucking and fucking well before Rachel ever, whatever. Yeah, sure.
I just like to roll around in it. Sorry.
Did it bother you as your first negative internet comment?
It didn't, It didn't make me feel bad or anything, because I do know that I'm gross and obnoxious. I've known that for quite some time. But I felt like, oh, God, am I really ruining the show for them? Like, I really don't want to come on here and ruin the show for you guys. That would be terrible. Or pissing people off that love you guys and don't need an extra layer of filth. That's the only thing that I was concerned about. I know who I am.
We love you on the show. And, you know, the reason that we have you on the show is because if you weren't, we're concerned you might not be as invested to edit the shorts.
I know my position. I know.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Anyways. Well, sorry that happened. And shame on you, whoever said that.
Well, no.
It's their opinion. It's totally legit. And I, like I said, one of my friends has a great shirt. It says, I'm not for everybody. I'm like, I need that shirt. Just
I thought
warning.
You were gonna say opinions are like assholes.
Everyone's got one.
I am one.
Most of the time.
Opinions are like assholes. I'd love to stick my fingers up in there and other parts of my body because I'm gross and disgusting and I'm ruining this show.
I like to ruin everything I touch.
Okay, well, I'm sorry because it does suck. I mean, you do get a little bit hardened to it.
Yeah.
I mean... I think we really have an audience where only the people that like the show are listening, really, I would say. It's rare that you get a negative comment.
Mm. Who which I think is a bad thing. Who has time for a hate listen these days? You know what I mean?
No, but like, okay, let's say a short or something gets exposed to a larger audience, right. People that don't really actually know who we are, then you're going to get some hate. Because they're like, why is this being force-fed to me? Or this sucks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do think it's a bad thing we're not getting more negative comments because it means that the show is not as big as I'd like it to be.
Right,
that
exactly.
being said, all of our asshole listeners are going to start leaving. Negative comments. I really don't want that. Yeah, you know what the truth is? Like, sorry to navel gaze for a second, but what I find happens a lot is that people will leave a YouTube comment, for instance, referencing something that happened in the show, but it's a mean comment, but I don't remember that we said that thing because you just heard it and then leave a comment based on that. I said it days ago, maybe a week ago.
Right.
So I am like, the fuck is this person? This is really rude. Like, I'm upset. And then like 3 days later, I'll be like, or a short will come out and be like, oh, that's what that guy was referring to.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an insult.
Right.
So my meter is still, you know, my antenna's up. Let's just say that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's... Be courteous. If you want to leave a hateful comment or a complaint or something you disagree with, you can easily put a link to like a marker, right? In the show.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Just like, exactly. You're way out of line. Here's the link.
Like on SoundCloud when people can like pick a nodal point and be like,
yes.
Oh, when the drop kicks in or the guitar on fire at this point. If you just put a drop in the podcast, it's like disgusting, offensive. And then we'll know.
I have another question that came up during our live show back in Indy that I've had in my notes and I just keep recycling. So I'm going to drop it here, if that's all right.
Drop away.
So afterwards, we have there's always like a chaotic sort of meet and greet after the show, and you meet a lot of people. There's a VIP thing, but then people like to get their like the handshake and hey, love the show, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of great interactions, but there was one interaction where the guys were asked, this was a woman who came to the show with her husband, I believe, and I think I met her, but she didn't ask me this question, but she asked this question of every other person in No Dunks. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question, and this is how she posed it. Carrie Underwood versus Faith Hill's legs.
What
you got? What you got?
She said what you got?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so you know she listens to the show.
Well, yeah, I don't know if she said what you got. Again, she didn't ask me the question. Now,
I'm
actually
this down. Faith
equipped
Hill.
To answer this question.
Faith Hill versus Carrie Underwood?
Faith Hill versus Carrie Underwood's legs. Specifically, their legs.
Uh-huh. And did she say it like that? Like she was pretending she
was
going to just say
it? It's there's a right answer, and if you get it wrong, you're wrong. Basically.
Okay.
And I think Skeets got it right, but the other two got it wrong.
I think Faith Hill is considerably older than Carrie Underwood. Am I right?
I actually have. Yes, I would assume yes. so, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Faith Hill was this kiss. That was decades ago.
Yeah, that okay. was 90s.
That was the 90s, wasn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
That's when the centrifugal motion was happening. I say Faith Hill because I think she still looks amazing.
Yeah.
And she's probably at least 20 years older than Carrie Underwood.
Okay, but, you know, let's not bring that into it.
So we're saying peak legs?
Peak legs? Let's Prime just say legs? Peak legs. Yeah, peak legs.
Well, then it gets a little stickier. I'll take your answer.
the correct answer, apparently, and I looked it up, and she's right. It's Carrie Underwood.
Mm,
tree trunks. Like,
Underwood.
Yes.
Like the legs are under
wood, yes.
Wood, under her body, under wood. If they were her arms, they'd be top wood.
Right.
Lumber,
very
top lumber.
Extremely muscular legs. Like, okay. I never knew that about her. Anyways, just thought I'd throw that out there. I thought this was a great, is this good question, I guess.
Is it? I mean, you know what? What could have helped is a split screen.
Yeah, I know. I just thought of it, though.
Yeah.
I glanced down and
do you think it's appearing right now?
No.
Like now?
No.
You don't think so? What about now?
No.
So if you're watching this, you're telling me that right now you're not seeing a split screen of Faith Hill's legs and Carrie Underwood.
Damn it.
All right, god damn it. It's going right here.
Now.
Now Whoa. Check out Carrie Underwood's legs. They're fucking extremely muscular.
I say have a little faith because Hill's legs are where it's at.
Well, listen,
and don't juice this, by the way. Pick good legs. Pick good.
Listen, I'm telling you this right now. The screen, the shot is still up, and as you can see, there's not much of Faith Hill's legs showing. And the reason is that it's impossible to find a picture of Faith Hill's legs.
You guys are fucking right. around too much.
Who's talking, please?
Uh-oh.
Who's talking?
I just lost. I don't hear anything through my headphones now. God damn it.
Did it come out?
That's okay. Oh, now you are ruining the show.
I'm
actually
back.
You're ruining the show right now. So if someone leaves that comment, that's totally fine, and I only understand. Anything else you've had in your bag, JD? I don't like you leaving things in your bag.
Oh, okay.
Just bring them up. Interrupt me, you know? You just say it whenever you want to say
okay,
it.
Okay, here's another thing from Indy.
Okay, not right now, though. I got to get started.
Okay.
No, just kidding. Another thing from
Indy. I had a nose hair that was well, had breached the nostril, okay? So it was... Happens like to the point where it was curling up and I could feel it. You know what I mean?
Well, if you could feel it, why didn't you?
Well, okay. I was attempting to use my pincers, my fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost
to get it, and I was like, God, I couldn't get it. I was just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So I walk I go to CVS, right, to get some tweezers, right? But here's the thing, like, this is, and I just thought of this, but I'm like, I'm buying tweezers, and I have this nose hair, like, flapping in the wind, like, I feel like everybody is looking at it. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Do you ever get, like, self-conscious like this? Like, if you're buying...
ever.
if you're buying, like, deodorant, and you're like, oh, this guy stinks, thank God he's buying deodorant.
Oh, or, interesting. No,
do you know what I mean?
It's you like, know what? One time I did see a man walking down the street with, like... a 38 pack of toilet paper, and I did just say, "Fuck's wrong with that guy?" No, of course,
you
he's just
heard
a normal man who's
right.
buying in bulk.
Yeah,
but in the moment, it does seem like, "Uh-oh,
right?
It's my diarrhea is so uncontrollable. I need 38 rolls to
so
take care of it."
You need to get more than just tweezers in your cart.
Well, yeah, I know. I was thinking I should buy, like, you know, supplementary things to make it look like I'm just stocking
lube?
Up on...
Otherwise, it's an emergency plucking.
Right, exactly. But I just bought the tweezers, and I thought, this woman is looking at me, and she's like, all she can see is the... But she probably couldn't see it at all. You know what I mean? Like, I just was felt very,
you should have gotten hemorrhoid suppository.
Yes.
You're going to use tweezers to put those in.
When a magician does a trick and then there's like an explosion, so you look over there, but you're not seeing what he's doing with his hands. Oh my God, hemorrhoids.
Yeah. And tweezers.
Yeah.
Two problems.
I just thought.
So did you get it out?
I got it out, yeah. I got out, like, as I was leaving the store. Like, I was just, doink.
Yeah.
Stop. As you were leaving the store, you pulled the tweezers out and plucked it.
I couldn't handle it anymore. I couldn't wait.
You were walking through the store plucking your nose hair.
I paid for them, and then I was back on the street. And then I just kind of went, doink. I got it in, like, almost one go.
Oh, my God. You know,
there's always a picture that goes viral of someone cutting their toenails on a subway or something.
Right, yeah.
That was you.
That was me. Hold on. It was snowing. It was, you know.
Oh, what's snowing? What is that?
What?
I don't know. It was like, I was subtle about it.
How? You opened the tweezers.
Yeah.
How, it wasn't a travel size tweezers.
No, it was regular,
like,
tweezers.
So it's not exactly small.
But I had it. I just sort of went. Doink.
Do you tweeze your brows?
Well, I usually try to wax them.
No, like the middle part.
Yeah, wax.
Oh, you wax the middle?
Yeah.
I think that's a little unnecessary.
But if you already have the wax melted, why wouldn't you just do it at the same time?
I'm doing my ears.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'll just, it's one extra doink and then rip.
And Rachel, are you supervising this?
No.
So do you tweeze or you wax?
Me? He takes better care of himself than me. I'm just big, bushy caterpillars.
On top of her.
She's like, I'm a professional athlete, okay? I don't have time.
She's Jean Shalit over there. I was trying to think of his name. People who have never seen the show before is picturing Rachel with massive, massive eyebrows.
I'm not that hairy.
No, you're not. I think you look great.
Yeah, say it now, man.
Okay. I could jump in to ease the tension here.
Please do. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, you got something. Well, I'll say this, then you say something.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's how this works. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
I'd ask Rachel if she has anything to say, but Lord knows she doesn't.
She's got
sits
one.
There silently and waits till she says poops and farts.
You asked her to prepare one thing, and she prepared one thing.
She did? But I've asked her every week, and she never does. This is the week it happened?
Well, you were specific. We'll get to the
okay,
bit,
okay, Rachel,
sure.
Let's hear it.
No. You have to set it up. It's the thing you asked for.
I mean, if you want
to... Oh, that thing. That's not even a topic that you
I know. That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, she's...
My God.
We don't
tell each other what we're going to talk about on the show, except I saw one thing online, and I was like, oh, come up with an example of this.
Yes.
Just warning, because I don't want to spring it on you.
Right.
But I also tell you, come up with one goddamn thing to say.
Okay. I have added so to the... Okay. Our dog's vagina stinks off and
okay,
on.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
No,
but,
Rachel.
No. Now she's just running with
the
brand.
No. I'm saying I have blanketed the entire house. In an even worse smell, so you can't sense
why do you
that
have
one.
To, why is Hazel have oh to catch God. Strays here? Like, it's not fair.
Stop it. Anyway.
Are you sure it's that? Are you sure it's that?
The what?
No,
the
you
smell
don't.
Of...
No, the smell, the new smell is this broth that is boiling on the stove right now with shrimp heads.
You're making aromatic bone broth?
Yes.
Shrimp heads and...
Oh, shrimp heads.
And a chicken carcass. So it's going to be some kind of crazy gumbo,
surf and turf.
But it's going to... The house...
Are you using it, though?
Well, I'm going to take all the shit out of it and use the broth.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good. No, I say, how do you know it's the vagina?
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got...
How close did you get? Because how do you know it's not the mouth or the skin or the hair?
I mean, we know.
You know?
You just know. You know these things.
We know.
Okay.
But it's not constant.
Thank you for contributing.
You want to know what's crazy? You want to hear something crazy, Matt?
Not sure.
Okay, you're going to hear it anyways.
Okay.
It's in sync with Rachel.
With my periods.
With her cycles.
She's not fixed?
She is fixed, but...
She doesn't have a period.
No, she doesn't, but...
I'm talking about Rachel.
Not yet. Thinking about it, though. Mm. Yeah.
I honestly, you know what? This is a little embarrassing to admit, but I didn't, as a person who never had dogs, and now the only dog I've ever had is a male, I honestly didn't know that female dogs, if you didn't get them fixed, bleed, like, pretty frequently, right? Like, it's it's not once a month, but it's like twice a year they go into heat, or
like
three
that.
Times.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I have a friend of mine was telling me about this, and she was saying like, oh, we had to put the diaper on the dog. And I was like, is it, it's a young dog, is it incontinent? And she's like, no, because she's in heat. And I was like, oh, so it gets wet? Honestly, that's what I thought. The dog's
your
in heat,
face.
So it gets so wet that you need to put a diaper on it. She's like, no, because otherwise it would bleed on all the furniture. I'm like, bleed? What?
Right.
But then as soon as she said it, it made sense to me.
Totally.
So why isn't the dog getting fixed? It's too young to get fixed?
Maybe they want to breed it.
They need to breed. They need to breed.
Oh.
They feel the need
to breed.
I know the feeling, Matt. I know the feeling.
That's why I'm getting fixed soon.
But you know, but it's crazy when you decide that and they're like, oh, well, now we can't let the dog out because
she's going to bring all the milkshake's going to bring all the boys to the yard. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
So, yeah.
What kind
it's
of dog
real
is
Baja,
it?
Baja Men Calise Co- ex-Calise Colab. Who let the dog the milkshakes in the yard. Anyway, they want to breed it.
What
they
kind
breed.
Of dog is it?
I don't know. A good one, probably.
I guess.
You know, adopt, don't shop. No, shop, don't adopt. Who's to say?
You're supposed to adopt and not shop.
You're supposed to adopt. And if they're breeding it, you're probably not going to be able to adopt that dog. Right?
Oh, well, not necessarily. I mean, we adopted Hazel, but she was definitely bred.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And then rejected.
Okay. Yeah.
Put to the streets.
Okay.
The boxer, not for everyone. Just
not
like Rachel.
Every,
that's
very...
where she fits in great around here.
Yeah. Okay. Why are we talking about that? Oh, yes, I know. Never mind. Don't want to go back there. Thanks again, Rachel.
You're welcome.
You know, we talked about customer service chatbots with Jerome.
Yes.
Great episode. Go back and listen to it Monday if you haven't. Jerome of No Dunks, the only member of the No Dunks community we have not had on the, had not had on this show yet. And it was a very fun show. We did the wheel. Anyways, we talked about customer service chatbots. I got into a fight with a chat, with not a bot. And I'm actually going to get upset if as I'm reading you the correspondence, you try to tell me this is a bot.
Okay.
It's not.
Well, I'm not going to.
It was a real life human.
This is on a chat or this is
a chat.
Okay,
a chat.
Okay.
Okay. So the backstory was when we went to the Jackets convention, which we discussed at length on the show in Florida.
I love that
flew
you
back
call it
from
the Jackets convention.
It is a Jackets convention.
Okay.
We flew from, Jill and I flew from Fort Lauderdale to LAX. Mm-hmm. And on the ride back, my screen and her screen did not work.
Okay.
And of course, you go through the Kubler-Ross stages where you're like, maybe it's just before takeoff it doesn't work. And then it's like, well, maybe they just need to reset it. Anyways, and it didn't work. And honestly, I didn't really care that much. Have my phone, have my podcast,
sure.
Have a book. I'm fine. And the screens on JetBlue are shit. They're the worst. It looks like someone, how can I describe it? You know, like when a screen gets water in it?
Yeah.
Or like heat or mist or moisture in it?
Yep.
That's what all their screens
just
look like.
Just soft focus.
Soft focus. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't have a good selection either. I didn't like what people were watching. Anyways, so I asked the flight attendant. I was like, oh, I think the screen's broken. Can you reset it? She's like, I'll try, but I do think they're broken. So she comes back. She's like, they're just broken.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I'm very sorry about that, and we'll be sure to get you a voucher. And I was
okay.
Nice. I don't even care, and we're getting a voucher. And then she goes away, and I don't see her for a while, and I'm expecting her to bring me a voucher. And she comes back and is like, oh, yeah, just the voucher. I don't know. She's, oh, yeah, no, I put your names in the system. I reported it already. You'll get an email with it. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And now I'm thinking, like, is this just going to be points, like JetBlue points? Which I don't really want. I don't know how many points anything costs, but whatever. It's just nice. A nice gesture on their part.
Sure.
Behalf.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be enough to get me a drink on the next flight or something like that.
Which is a nice gesture, for sure.
Anyways, weeks go by. I don't think about it again. And then one day we're talking about like another trip we have to take, and it pops into my head. I'm like, oh, did you ever get, Saint Angel, did you ever get that JetBlue voucher in your email? She's like, no. And I was like, yeah, now that I think about it, I didn't either. So I'm like, maybe we're not part of JetBlue points system. So I go, I sign up, I tell her to sign up, and I don't see any alerts or messages or anything like that. So I go on the website, and it says, like, this is a human, you know, it's not a chatbot. Mm-hmm. So I type in, my screen didn't work on the flight, and the flight attendant said they'd be sending me a voucher. In any case, I never received an email about the compensation.
Okay.
The person says, I'm sorry to hear that. I can understand how frustrating that can be. I'm like, well, thank you very much. As it turns out, we no longer offer the $15 credit voucher when TVs are not working. I'm sorry. So I'm like, the fuck is going on here at JetBlue? Like, I don't even care about this, but now I care a lot, because what it seems to me is happening is your strategy for dealing with things that go wrong on the flight is to tell me I'm getting a voucher.
Right, in the moment.
And then never send me a voucher. Right. And then tell me it's not your policy to send me a voucher.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I said, the flight attendant said you did offer compensation. And when I asked how I would receive it, she said she'd already put in my info and receive it after the flight. Person writes back, I'm sorry for that misinformation. I'm like, wow. What's going on here? It's $15. Just give it to me. Said, well, I am still requesting the compensation. And now, Now
you're mad.
Now I'm mad, but also, like, sorry if I'm laying it on thick here and being a douche, because I really didn't care about it, but I got on my high horse. For a screen not to work on a cross-country flight and receive nothing is simply unfair, as I did not get the same service as the other people on the airplane. It's true, but I didn't care. If you do not offer vouchers, then the flight attendant could have addressed the situation in air, perhaps a free drink, or really anything acknowledging the inconvenience. Now you're telling me the strategy is to pacify the customer by telling them they will be compensated, confirm that the compensation will arrive post-flight, and then deny that compensation is ever offered. That is not acceptable. I'm sorry. I don't know why they advise you that. We do not compensate for TV outages. When a TV isn't working, it's noted immediately for service. That's all.
That's it.
I said, why don't your employees know that? They have been advised. I said, okay, well.
This one wasn't.
I've spent the time, extra time getting in touch with you. I said, so your policy is, if things on your flight don't work, we will lie to you and then say, too bad. Person says, no, we do not say that. I'm sorry you were given incorrect information, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm yelling back and forth at this person. Right. So I say, you know, finally, I was like, give me the number to call. I'd like to speak to a superior. They're like, yeah, okay, 1-800-JET-BLUE. I'm like, oh, okay, so that's not the special number.
Yeah.
Just the number I call when I need to cancel a flight. So anyways, I call the number and think, okay, I'm going to have, frankly, if it wouldn't have been for this show, I probably wouldn't have called.
Right.
You know,
but now
like,
you're creating content at this point.
Yeah, I'm just creating content. And I call expecting to have another fight. And so I'm calling and I'm like, yeah, well, you know, the televisions didn't work. And then I spoke to the person on the chat. And I was about to be like, and they were very rude or they didn't, you know, they said they denied compensation. And in the moment, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that in case that primes them to be negative towards me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just said, and we were cut off before I got an answer. So the person's like, oh, okay, yeah, I see. Your screen's at work? Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, we'll get you a voucher.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was like, what? Now, the third act to this is I still have not received the voucher.
Wow, to be continued, I guess.
So it is a to be continued. And I said, just out of curiosity, how much is the voucher? Playing dumb that I don't know it's the $15 that this person said. He said, well, let me look at the chart here. I fill this out, then a supervisor will, you know, take a look at it. But anywhere, I would say, from $200 to $300. So now I'm a little concerned that I'm like, that's way too much. I would have had to watch... Well, let's say a movie is $5 to rent.
Right.
How many movies is that? That's a lot. 40 movies.
That's a lot of movies, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I might not be getting a voucher.
Well, you might be. Your next flight might be for free.
Yeah.
So it sounds like their humans are terrible at confrontations, but their chatbots are great at it, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly. When you can't hear the voice and it's anon.
Yeah.
That's where they send their biggest dicks.
Yeah. But it's also sort of like a challenge. Like if you get this far into the process for $15, it's going to keep going up and up and up, right? It's like a video game. like more points. The higher level you get,
oh, more right. points. So I need to talk to the CEO, and he'll be like, "You, yeah. you could have the plane that you flew on."
Exactly, exactly.
That's yours now. It's yeah. don't worry, it's not a Boeing. It's fine.
JetBlue. Wow.
Yeah, JetBlue. It's fine.
Let's get some more peahounds on here. We got to get you back on Delta, man.
No, Delta doesn't. They didn't have good options.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Delta is not a great airline for flying out of LAX.
Yeah,
is for some parts, but not good. So all my points are useless. I can't get back to Montreal with Delta.
Wow.
Huh.
It's really bad. It's very bad. All right. Here, let's get to the assignment that I gave you.
Okay.
Oh,
Rachel, are you ready?
I was ready.
Why are you making a face that tells me you're not ready?
Well, I kind of was an underachiever with this.
Okay. Let's. Oh, my
God. That's my point, Matt. She came up with one. I was like, I'm done. I was like,
okay.
Did you?
I only came up with one. I honestly came up with one that I really liked. And maybe you can help me with it. I totally don't know where I wrote it down or forgot. And then literally 45 seconds before we went on, I came up with another one.
Oh.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's set it up and let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, so I saw a video. The guy's name is Sam Salem. He claims to be a teacher, but is he? Who can believe anything on the internet? Okay, but anyway.
I follow him. When you sent me the video. Yeah, yeah. I used one of his videos as a cold open the other day.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So this guy, he's in his car and he's a teacher and he's saying like, here's some new fake Gen Z slang that I've created, and I use it to gaslight my eighth graders, I think he teaches.
Yes.
So for an example, clip or clipped, he's saying, like, this is actually something positive. Like, the theory is if you have a long video and you just want to show someone the highlights, you clip that video, right?
Yeah.
So his example was like, oh, hey, it's chicken nugget day in the cafeteria. That's a clip. You know?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds cool. Or mute. He was saying, on the down low or DL or whatever other ones, like those are played out. So it's like, my parents are going out of town and I'm throwing a party. Keep it on mute or keep it muted.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Okay. So the reason that, or what this sparked in me was from your generation, JD.
Okay.
Do you remember when the New York Times at the height of grunge published an explainer to grunge slang?
I mean, kind of, yes.
Okay, so what happened was Sub Pop, which was like Nirvana's label, someone from the New York Times was like, oh, Gen X, grunge, or I guess they weren't even, whatever, grunge, it's a trend.
Right.
So we're going to write a little trend piece on it, and in that we're going to have a little inset box, and we're going to tell you what slang they're using out there in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And I actually read about it, which I didn't know this. They called like someone at high up at Sub Pop, and right. they're like, I don't want to do this. And they passed it off to someone that was a secretary. The weird thing is that I did not know they had fired her already. They fired the secretary, and they're like, I think her name was Megan Jasper. And they're like, I think you'd be good for this. So here, I'll tell the person from the New York Times to call you. You tell them what grunge slang we're using up there.
Okay.
And so Megan, this person's like, all right, this is so lame. I'm just going to make up things.
Oh, yes. This does
because they don't know the fucking difference.
Yeah.
So they were like, what's the coolest grunge slang? And she was like, well, we all say lame stain. That's like an uncool person. We're all saying that. When we say goodbye to each other, we all say rock on. Yeah. If someone's a loser, we call them a cob knobbler. And probably the most memorable one is like, oh, when we're all hanging out, we call that swinging on the flippity flop. And this reporter for the New York Times just wrote all this down as if it was fact and published it in the New York Times.
That's so embarrassing.
So this Gen Z, fake Gen Z slang reminded me of that. You know, there's so much colorful, so like cap and riz. So that was mine.
The latest
so
one is period. You ever hear this?
No. Period.
Rachel, we hear it every day in this house.
Oh, I thought that was them just being. Oh, that's something they.
That's got. A thing. It's a thing now. It's like if you make a good point, they go period. Like
That sounds so old.
I
know. That one sucks.
I thought that bussin.
That one sucks.
Bussin sounds so old to me, like an old timey.
Oh, hey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal. You're certainly bussin tonight.
Speaking of that, I made the mistake of referring to gossip as like scuttlebutt the other day to Rachel.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, get your pork pie hat and cane, old timer. You know, like
Jason, you just have these things where I'm like, 85-year-old man? No, that's my husband. Yeah. Got it. I'm going to put some cream rinse in my hair.
Cream rinse,
and then we'll scuttlebutt.
A little Dapper Dan. Okay, yeah, period sucks. But, you know, whatever. You know them. Glow up or what's like dub.
Riz.
Or, I don't know. Something's Riz. That was the one I was trying to figure out. Like, if Riz is a good thing, like short, you know, charisma, yeah. Riz.
Yeah.
If you got a lot of charisma, he's got that Riz or she's got Riz. He Rizzed her up, whatever. So I was trying to think of one where I could take the middle of the word out, but for the opposite, like for a loser or a boring person.
I have one actually.
Oh,
well, but what they also use is, oh, you're so extra. Why are you so extra?
Extra, yeah.
You get that a lot.
I feel like that's an old one too.
Because you're extra.
I am extra. Not for everybody.
all right, so what's the opposite of Riz going
to
be?
Jay? Okay, so you asked us to come up with a phrase. I got a couple.
To be fair to Rachel, I did say one.
So this is shout out to Lee Ellis. He always used to say, "Hey, Maddie, take a squiz at this." Right? Uh-huh. Okay. So that's like to take a look at. But in the relation to Riz is somebody that you think is sort of like beer goggles, you know? Like somebody you think has a lot of Riz.
Okay.
But actually has squiz. On second look, no Riz. Like, actually, the opposite of Riz. So, man, that guy's got a lot of Riz. More like squiz. But you don't say it like that because that's that lame.
Yeah,
the way
more
I said
like,
it.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so that's a very, I was trying to find something like where you could do the middle of a word, but I don't, just looking now,
it's
I don't
hard.
See
yeah.
good ones. They really broke the mold when they did Riz.
Yeah.
Rachel, what's yours? I can't wait to hear it.
Well, it is a good thing, not a bad thing.
It's That's like, fine.
Do you want me to just tell you it and then you can tell me? I shouldn't even give you a hint. Whippity snap.
No.
Come on!
No.
Come on!
No.
And it means fierce. Fierce.
Whippity snap.
Whippity snap?
She's whippity
snap. Mom, are you okay?
Exactly. Fucking you, I sound old by using actual terms.
You sound like you're about to give me some Sunny D.
Would you like a Werther's Sun?
What's crack-a-lackin', whippity snap?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Okay, fine.
Explain it.
What was the inspiration?
I don't know. I thought it sounded cool.
Oh my God. But you're not cool. That's the whole point of this exercise.
Clearly, yeah. We're proving this.
Okay. Well, I have one that I shouldn't be making fun of you, Rachel. Actually. Okay. I thought ghosted someone.
Yeah.
You know, he ghosted me. Whatever.
Sure.
That's a little played out, or it's been around long enough that I feel like it needs a new term.
Mm-hmm.
So, if someone ghosts you now, you got cooped. They cooped you.
Cooped.
Like a chicken.
COOP'D.
Cooped. Like,
as in D.B. Cooper, the man that flew off an airplane, jumped off an airplane with money, and no one ever found him or the money.
Okay.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, but see, it's a very dated reference.
It's pretty, I think that,
boomer.
Well, dated, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Not, yeah, boom, it's major boomer energy. But, you know, how cool would it be to say, I was talking to this girl on the apps, on Hinge, I was super excited, and then I got cooped.
Yeah. I wanna say D.B.'d, though. I feel like that's...
douchebagged.
Yeah, but also it's D.B. Cooper, right? Like,
I got D.B.'d?
Yeah.
But people will think that's douchebag.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Coop is good. It's good. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
It's way pretty snap.
If you're on the apps, feel free to use it.
When was D.B. Cooper? Like, we're talking 70s? 78? 70? Late. Okay.
No, very early 70s, I think. No? Because,
yeah.
Because I remember during... the run-up to the end of Mad Men, there was a theory going around that was like,
oh, yes!
I know what's going to happen in the finale of Mad Men. Don's going to be on a plane, and then he's going to jump out of it, and it's going to turn out he was D.B. Cooper.
I mean, it wasn't far off, to be honest.
I'm going to look up when it happened. But so what are your other ones, J.D.?
Okay, I got a bunch. Feet.
1971, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, feet.
Feet.
Yes.
When something stinks. That's feet.
That's feet,
feet, bro.
Yeah. That's feet, bro.
That's
no
feet,
cap.
Bro. I don't know. Here's a bit of a stretch. Yeah. Calling someone Monsieur or Madame, one who wears Crocs.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know.
Okay.
Oh, check out Monsieur over here.
Uh-huh.
That's not easy to say.
It's a deep cut as well.
The Croc Madame and Croc Monsieur is the half a grilled cheese, basically.
Yeah.
And the Madame has the egg on it, or the Monsieur?
I believe it's the Madame has the egg instead of the ham. I want to bring Gay back.
Oh, dear.
Wait for it.
Okay, as happy.
G-A-Y-E for cool, as in Marvin Gaye, the coolest man ever. That's Gay, bro. That music you just played is fucking Gay.
Mm.
Marvin Gaye.
Smooth.
Yes.
Smooth.
Cool.
Let's get it on.
Yes.
What's going on?
All drums.
Okay, yeah, yeah. There's a slap. It slaps. It's a banger.
Yeah. Yeah.
All drums. Beat. Yes. Sick beat.
Yeah.
What about just toms? Yo, like, this song is toms.
Yeah, okay. I think or all snare. Drums. Toms, I don't... I'm a very... When it comes to music sensibilities, I don't like a solo. Like, I don't like too many fills. I like it to be pretty straight ahead. I say that Keith Moon is one of my favorite drummers, so that's totally contradicts. But yeah, I don't mind
all drums.
Toms.
Okay,
all drums. Yeah, that's all drums.
All drums.
All drums. All drums. And that's basically it. I also had something that was Musk. Gone off the deep end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's
like
good.
Elon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That guy's Musk now. He was used to be cool, but
He's Musk. He's, oh.
He's Musked.
He's so Musky.
Ooh. Do you see JD last night? He got Musked. He got Musked off that weed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That kind of works.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Because also, yeah, weed could be described as musty Musk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. That's great. And the coolest thing about this is we sounded very young.
We sounded young.
I definitely
so
did.
Young.
What was yours again, Rachel?
Whippity snap, babes.
I mean.
But that's, to me, that's like literally saying, what's make up a Gen Z? And you said bee's knees.
Yeah.
It's just the same thing. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know what your punishment should be?
More homework?
No. Go to a toolbox. That's your punishment.
See ya.
Yep. Bye. Come back when you have something interesting to say.
Now the next bunch of reviews are going to be like, those guys are so mean to that girl.
They're very sodgy.
They're very sodgy.
A little housekeeping. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/isthisgood. You'll get ad-free episodes. You'll get access to our thriving community on Discord. And you'll get an exclusive episode every month. And you can also send topics for future shows. I want more emails. Give me more emails. isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. I need the emails. I want the emails.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. All right, moving on here.
You say join Patreon?
Yes, the first fucking thing I said.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. We had a great hangout the other day.
We did have a great hangout the other day.
Those guys got freaky.
He waited till
I
left.
One of the peahounds brought out his blue chews. Remember that?
Did I go to pee when that happened? Was I a P-E-E hound?
Yep. you were there.
I honestly don't remember that.
You don't remember.
Talking about it now that you mention it, but I don't remember someone showing us them. And did they crush it up and snort it?
No.
Did they take
well,
it?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Okay.
Anyways.
Interesting.
This is the stuff that happens.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a selling point. Or not, but if you give us money, we give you access to a stream where you can see another man eat a blue chew.
Yeah.
Hey, next time eat the blue chew an hour before the live stream.
Listen, at that point, there all the women had left. Rachel and Tiff had left already.
Yeah.
Sarah wasn't
Poor
there.
Tiff. Poor Tiff.
What?
Oh, why you say that? Like, there's more women than that, by the way.
I know, but by the time the Blue Chew came out, there were no women left in the hangout.
Well, you didn't need it before when the women
were talking, please.
I wasn't allowed to come back.
Yeah, you're allowed to come back.
You're allowed to come back.
Anyways, everybody was like, whoa, this guy's got Blue Chew. But then... nonstop questions about erectile dysfunction.
How hard's your dick right now?
Yeah, like how quickly does it work? Like, what do you chew it up? Does it taste good? Like, blah, 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 blah.
What would happen if you crushed it into a paste and rubbed it all over the penis?
Okay,
all right.
Okay, hold on a second. What about this as a slang for having an erection? Chewed.
Chewed.
I'm chewed up right now.
Okay.
Chewed. Like instead of what's the word? I'm bricked up.
Bricked up. Yep.
Yeah, I'm chewed up.
Mm. Yeah, I like it.
Chewed up.
Chewed up.
No. What's yours again, Rachel?
It's whippity snapped.
Actually, for a boner, I don't mind that.
Are you whippity snapping for me, babes?
I'm chewed up. Whippity snap. Okay, so I have a diet thing that I'd like to run by you. I'd like to see if you think this will work for me.
Okay.
Before I ask you though, I know one of you has a problem, but I forget who it is. Who has a problem with sweets?
Eating them?
Yeah, eating them.
Yeah. Like eating too many of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
We both enjoy our sweets, but Rachel more than me, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you're a house where you always have sweets, is that correct? Like you have a surplus, a cash.
We got sweets around, yeah. Okay. But we have two kids.
Yeah, I'm not judging. But I think you'll be good to talk me through this because my problem is that it's just Jill and I here, and we don't have any sweets here.
Oh,
right.
That's good.
Because if I have if we buy a chocolate bar, and I don't just mean like a Snickers or something, like you know one of those bigger, slightly fancier where the squares are squared out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm talking about a Lint or something like that. I'll eat it in one go. If we get a big pack of Haribo candies, I'm eating the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oreos, I'm eating the whole thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
We just got those Fudgios from Trader Joe's. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The peanut butter ones. Ate the whole box. Brought them home, ate the whole box. So... this leads me that when we're being, naughty, we'll be like, okay, well, let's go get a treat for tonight. And then we know that we will eat the entire thing in one sitting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Is Jill the same way? She likes the sweets. She has no self-control.
I don't know if I've rubbed up on her, but yeah, she's become bad like me.
Right. Okay.
How's everything now?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I came across this thing called the 5-bar rule or the 5-bar plan.
Okay.
So it's basically the reason that you are... eating the whole thing every time is because you are living from a scarcity mindset.
Right.
And you know that you're not going to have another chocolate bar in the house tomorrow or the next day or the next day after that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, I got to fucking eat this now before mommy takes it away from me.
Yeah.
And that's what's causing you to eat the whole thing.
This makes perfect sense to me, especially your background. Your mother never let you have sweets.
How dare you talk about
that? No offense to your mother. I mean, you know.
No, but... she didn't. She did her best. She was trying to keep us healthy.
Well, that's all you can do as a parent is try to do your best.
Yeah. So she said, go out and buy 5 chocolate bars.
Okay.
At once. Now, the first day, you might eat 3 chocolate bars.
I love this diet so far.
It's great.
I'm in.
Approved.
I suppose, and they didn't really talk us through it, but then I suppose if you eat 3 chocolate bars, you got to go out the next day and get 3 more. So you always have 5 in the house. So you know, whenever I want a chocolate bar, there is going to be one there.
Okay.
And eventually, you will stop eating so much in one sitting.
Okay.
Because you're like, it's old hat, and it's always there for me. I don't need to eat it right now.
Right.
No one's taking it away from me. I'm just concerned that I'm going to eat 20 chocolate bars in a week. I'm not
really
joking.
That's what they're saying. You might.
I know, but I can't go through that.
I can't
put myself through that.
But you'll reach a point where you go, ugh, chocolate bars, gross.
Will I, though? That's just so hard. I mean, I guess that's the point of this, but that's so hard for me to believe.
Right. I think it's possible.
I mean, anything's possible.
Are you going to try it? Are you going to do it?
It scares me. Honestly, I'm not really joking. It really scares me.
Right.
I know it's probably right. And yeah. I know that it's true, but I can't go through 2 weeks of just feeling sick all the time, which I will.
Right, right.
Just to come out on the other side, now I'm a five-bar man?
Could you, like, get some sort of sweet to satisfy the sweet craving that you wouldn't pig out
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that's it's called gum. That's
no,
what
no, that's
gum
not.
For.
That's, you don't get you no, get sugar, you, gum you know with what? Sugar in it?
We go through this
no,
all
well,
the
it's
time.
Super
okay, well, that's not
whatever.
The same thing because your body will crave it.
Can you get sugared gum?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Like Hubba Bubba and that kind of thing?
All I, the artificial sweetener stuff that I've heard about, you know, diet soda, people who drink diet soda, their body's still like, you didn't give me the sugar, so you're craving it even more. Like, you've had this artificial sugar, and you're still looking for it. Anyway,
right,
like,
right.
I bought...
You've gotten a taste.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of these, you know, those sesame snaps from the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's going to be my sweet craving. I know it's not low in calories, but...
I was about to say, those are like incredibly calorically dense.
But
should we look at the macros? Should we look at the macros?
But there's good fat in it and stuff, and I feel like...
Is it
and
better
what are
than
the, what
Twix?
Are those called?
Sesame
snaps,
but
I guess.
It was like the homemade ones from the market. Like They're
just basically honey and sesame seeds, essentially. They're really delicious.
Like, could you just eat
I know. Kids,
one of
I remember...
Those?
Kids used to have them as snacks all the time.
But if it has that much fat in it, it should keep...
It's 100. It's almost 200 calories.
That's the same as a Snickers, probably.
Right, no. But if you're satisfied because your sugar level is also kind of a little more balanced with the fat from the sesame seeds, wouldn't you not... You wouldn't be craving
more sugar?
Okay, so
what are you trying to tell me? You want me drowning in seeds? You want me to go and get five sesame snaps?
I'm trying to find a healthier option.
No, there isn't. I don't want a healthier option.
He just doesn't want to eat chocolate bars.
I've started having yogurt when I have a sweet craving, too, at night. So I've been eating less sugar.
Vanilla or, like, just yogurt?
Just, like, Noosa. I don't know. I know it's...
Is that just plain?
No.
Plain, no taste? There's sugar in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's better than eating, you know... What would you what is it replacing? Like, what would you eat? Like
if I made a peanut butter pie, I would not stop eating it until it's gone.
I know. I've seen it happen.
It's dangerous.
I made a peanut butter pie.
Ever have a peanut butter pie, Matt?
Oh my god! One time, so we never have sweets in the house. This happened maybe 2 weeks ago. We never have sweets in the house. And I was really craving it, and Jill was like, you know, I can make cookies. And I was like, hey, you don't have any chocolate chips, because we would eat the whole bag of chocolate chips. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I have peanut butter, which we keep in the house for the dog. And she's like, and I have cinnamon. I'll make snickerdoodles.
Okay.
With peanut butter?
And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I ate the whole batch. Now, she contributed, but I think she made like 12 cookies or something.
Right.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bake them yourself, doesn't help. You buy it, doesn't help.
No, I made butterscotch scones, and I'm like, okay, why did I do this? They're there, and I keep eating them. I burned 1,700.
Well, you're a mom. You have to do it.
Yeah, well, they need to.
You know, because the kids are always like, Mom, make me some scones. Whippity snap.
Wait, no, that's not how it's supposed to be used.
It sounds like it, though.
It sounds like it, though.
Get down here. Whippity snap.
That works for that.
I'm trying to think and be honest if I would do this. I know it's the right thing to do. I know I need to, you know, disincentivize myself from this all or nothing eating mentality, but probably not going to do it, just being honest.
You can't have balance. So
stay on the cycle. Let's keep the cycle
going. Stay on the
going.
Cycle, yeah. It's working so well. All right, one last bit of follow-up. I would say that the most, not necessarily in demand, but debated is this good topic, is reclining your seat on an airplane. Like, sure. At least, not just in the show, but, like, people are, every 2 weeks, someone on the internet will have, like, I was just on a plane and someone said I wasn't allowed to, blah, 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 blah. It'll come up a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe the second one is the throwing your dog's poop bag in someone else's trash
debate
that we're having. All right?
Very excited about that. Yeah.
Well, eagle-eyed listener, Nora Artinian, sent me something.
Okay.
And so it's a post from Facebook. I'll read you the post first, and then I'll show you what she's talking about.
Okay.
After seeing the dog poop bag versus trash can saga play out periodically on various neighborhood groups, I got some stickers made for those who would like to display them on their trash can. I have a few left in the little free library next to the tennis courts at beep, as well as the one at beep, as beep, beep, beep.
Redacted.
I have plenty more if there is actual interest. Posting anonymously because I know y'all are mean. So here's what they put. Here's the stickers they posted. Basically, there's two kinds of stickers. Rachel, you're going to put this up?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So on your left, you see Faith Hill's legs. And on your right, you see Carrie Underwood's. No, on the left is a dog. And it's like a balloon animal dog. Like a Jeff Koontz dog. And it has a heart around it.
Yeah.
And then the other set of stickers is that same dog squatting and pooping with the classic no smoking red circle with the red line through it.
Okay.
So what this person is suggesting is, why don't you pick up the sticker based on your poop bag in your trash can preference? If you want to be a good neighbor and let people throw their poop bags in your trash, you get the dog with a heart in it. If you say, no dog poop in my trash, you get the dog with the line through it.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of smart. Kind of insane. I don't see mass adoption happening. But would you be willing to put one of these stickers on your trash can?
Absolutely not.
No, thank you.
In a word, no.
No. I think it reveals your politics too much, you know? Like, I don't put political signs on my lawn. You know what I mean?
Wait, why not? Why not?
Because I don't want anyone to know where I lean politically.
Shouldn't you be loud and proud about the fact that you love Donald Trump?
We don't need whatever we're feeling brought directly to our house.
Yeah, I don't need
Interesting.
That. I don't need that. I don't want to be the dick who doesn't want anybody having their poop bags in your garbage. But for the record, I would be put your poop in my trash can. I don't give a shit. Like,
if I leave it,
can I just ask you a quick question though? In your you live in Georgia. Yeah. We do need your votes there.
I can't vote in this country. Swing states.
So all the more reason. Then if someone gets mad at you, say, "Well, I'm not voting anyway." we need your votes here in California. First of all, I have no lawn to put the sign out on.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. You know, who cares?
Right.
But there, we need it.
Okay.
So put the sign up.
Don't pressure me.
I'm sending you a sign.
Okay. For Kennedy?
If anyone at the DNC is listening.
That's literally the only sign that's up in our neighborhood, by the way.
For Kennedy?
Yeah. Right now. Oh, the current God. Sign. The we're other fucked. Signs, it's I don't count good. Them because they're still up from last election.
From 2020?
Yes.
Yikes.
Like somebody actually took the trouble to cross out the 0 and 2 of 4 for Biden. But it's literally been there the entire time.
So faded.
It's
that's
like,
pretty funny.
And I think that's why I don't like it, because it's just like, okay, we get it. You're a Democrat.
Yes, but you fight fire with fire. You say, okay, I don't want people to think that voting, you know, for the Democratic candidate is uncool. And I don't want people's tepid enthusiasm for Joseph Biden to risk another Trump presidency.
Hey, listen, if I could vote in this country, I would definitely vote for Biden. But my enthusiasm would be tepid is a great way to describe it. So I don't need a sign on my lawn for that.
You do need a sign on your lawn. You could put a tepid sign on your lawn. This isn't the last you'll hear from me.
Vote Biden, I guess.
No, you know what? No. There's too many things at stake.
Okay.
All right. Why are we?
I know. Why are you doing this?
You want to get into this? Let's get into it.
I'm going to put a lawn sign up.
Says. I'll put a Biden sign for you. For you, man.
Okay. That's nice. That's fine. That's fine. And I'll buy 5 chocolate bars. See, we're each going to do something.
So productive.
Each helpful. All right. Well, that was great. Join us Monday. I'm not going to say who's going to be on because I'm actually not 100% sure.
Oh.
Well, I do know, but we haven't recorded it.
We haven't recorded it yet. And we do have one in the can.
Shh. Don't say that.
I'm just saying.
All right. Email us isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Subscribe everywhere. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. A nice review. Okay. We don't need Rachel spiraling and eating an entire peanut butter pie, whippity snap.
I can take it.
All right. This was JD, Matt, and Rachel reaching out from the great beyond. We'll see you next week.
Bye.